Welcome back to Matt Quinn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend everyone go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google stores, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows whenever you want. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it on there because many of you asked for it. You want to know all the various ways that you can support Devil Radio. As you know, there are more than 80 broadcasts every day going out in this state, supporting Trump, supporting the big lie, attacking our democracy, right-wing broadcasts. This is the strongest and virtually the only voice opposed to that, with some hard facts and some hard talk. So appreciate your visiting that site. Well, we have a curious distinction in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is number two after California in recall petitions against school board members. Grassroots democracy is important. Elections of school board members is important, and it's a good time for people to air their various thoughts. But when you have a concerted group, in this case, they're really right-wing groups, recalling school board members because of mask mandates or vaccination mandates or quarantine or testing mandates, or one of their favorite bugaboos now, is a critical race theory, CRT. Nobody knows what it means. Nobody can define it. If somebody defined it, for instance, as teaching the 1619 theory of the New York Times, I would agree that that is bad history, is incorrect history, but they're extending it beyond that. They're saying that basically, if you teach the speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King. One particularly offensive one in Texas said that if you discuss the Holocaust in a history class, you must discuss the opposing point of view, the Holocaust deniers. That is disgusting. And what it does is it's really imposing a perverted view of history into the curriculum. The curricula for schools has to be developed by professionals. Professionals who review textbooks, professional educators with a balanced look at history, but not preaching flat out racism. Okay, well, this is what's going on. And I'm going to look at Wisconsin now. And I'm going to look, unfortunately, at Mequon-Thiensville. Just to the north of where I live in Milwaukee County. Right now, in the state of Wisconsin, there were 81 recall petitions against 209 members of school boards around the state. 81 of them. And many of these petitions obviously try to recall two or three school board members at a time. In Mequon-Thiensville, four school board members have been subject to recall, and there is an election coming up. These four members are very good members. They have been nuanced and careful in things like masking, vaccines, testing, and COVID protocols to protect kids. Because right now, there's no certification of vaccine for kids under 12. Some poor little kid goes to kindergarten. What is 12? Up around the sixth grade. So from kindergarten to around sixth grade, you're not going to have people vaccinated. Kids, trying to protect them, obviously, And I'll tell you what, this is very sad. This is these people, these four right-wingers that are trying to drag the four incumbents. And this is Mequon-Thiensville. There are a lot of high-income areas of the state, educated areas of the state, more so than others. You'd be hard-pressed to find one in the whole state that is more so than Mequon-Thiensville. And yet they are being subjected to this. Fortunately, a lot of former mayors of Mequon and leaders of Mequon have all come out to support the four incumbents. the four incumbents. But these right wingers, four of them, are yelling about the COVID mitigation issues, and they want no testing, no masks. They want no vaccines. These poor kids, what, five, was it kindergarten, five? Sometimes you have four, 4K up to sixth grade can't be vaccinated. No protections, that's what they want. And now guess what? Now guess what? Rebecca Clayfish has made this a campaign issue, and she's weighed in on the side of the right wingers trying to recall the good members of the Mequon-Thiensville school board. She has a campaign operative named Scarlett Johnson. Scarlett Johnson, one of her campaign team, is one of the recall candidates, one of the right wingers, one of the right wingers looking to unseat the four that are in there that are acting responsibly. And Clayfish is saying this is an important issue. If Rebecca Clayfish ever became governor, you can expect this translated in state policy around the state, either in conjunction with Voss and LeMahieu. If she were governor, they don't need a supermajority to overrule the veto because there will be no vetoes of what they do. There'll be executive orders. And this will very much be like the situation in Florida and in Texas. So instead of repudiating the recall of these people, of the incumbent school board members, instead of denouncing Scarlett Johnson and the others for being candidates, she has Scarlett Johnson on her campaign team. She supports the recall. Now, I think she's making a tactical mistake, and I'll tell you why. Ozaukee County, along with Waukesha County, are two of the most Republican counties in the state. The most Republican is Washington County. In his last election for the U.S. Senate, Herb Kaul won 71 counties. The 72nd that he didn't win was Washington County. So you have the so-called bedroom communities of Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee around us, and they are very Republican. But they also are not crazy. And the truth is, the North Shore of Milwaukee elected Deb Andraka last time, a good Democratic member of the Assembly in a very tough district, and they elected a great member of the Assembly out in the Brookfield area. People are discerning. And I think what Clayfish is doing is she is going to turn off and infuriate a lot of people who are Republicans, and they may be Republicans on taxes and a lot of other things, but they're not for Trump, and they are not for right-wing nuts coming in and taking over school boards. Go to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Morning. Great show as usual, Matt, and you're awakening all of us. I mean, this is just, this is outrageous. I mean, what in the world are these parents thinking? This is really significant what's going on in our country right now. And, you know, it's impacting every single one of us, especially the people that are really paying attention and calling into your show, just outstanding listeners. But we have a bigger issue coming up here, and it's happening right now as we speak. Suicide rates among kids, mental health issues among kids, their parents are contributing significantly because they can't get control of their own hysteria that has been brought on by nonstop lies and propaganda. I can't stand this thing, the big lie, because it's worse than a big lie. This is a big scheme. I don't know who's thinking it up, and I hate to use the word scheme even, but it's a big movement to lie to the people, and it's propaganda. And it's right. psychologically impacting all of the people in our country. And they're doing it at a perfect time.
Right. And, you know, we've got to stand up to it, Gene. And I'll tell you what, this is the anniversary, believe it or not, of George Washington moving 4,000 men at almost 15 miles a day, over 200 miles to surround Cornwallis at Yorktown. And those guys suffered, and a lot of them got killed. So if they can do it, we can do it. We will stand up to this. And this show is the show that highlights all this. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I love it when Jeannie calls in. She's always a great caller. But I just want to go back to when the Democrats passed the Affordable Care Act. No Republicans voted for it. A lot of Democrats lost their seats in the Senate and the House because big money got behind the Tea Party. Because they didn't want to pay for the Affordable Care Act. My understanding is correct. It cost anybody making over $1 million approximately 1%. Anybody making over $3 million was approximately 3%. So they didn't want to pay for it. So they hired people or however they do it. And they protested and won the Congress back, won the Senate back. And the very people that bill helped were against it. Now we fast forward to today. The big lie to me is all about getting these voter laws passed in these states. And the other thing, I think corporate America was behind the insurrection, whether knowingly or, I think they knowingly knew what they were doing there. But, and that's got to also be accounted for. There's so many things going on. You have the virus, you have the insurrection trials, and it goes on and on.
Right.
But they need to get rid of the filibuster. It needs to go. It's equated.
Yeah, that's the key issue.
I want to see the funny thing. The few are ruling the many here, and that's exactly what it
is. Go into a break. Okay. I'm going to come in on what you said. You raised the key issue. The key issue, if the filibuster could be suspended for the Voting Rights Act, a lot of this would be taken care of. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.